My name is Dylan Damrell. I was born on September the 8th, 1992, in Richmond, Kentucky. I was raised in holiness all my life. My parents attended church since they were 17 years old. They attended a church in Kentucky for several years. Reverend Wills White was their pastor. They brought me to church with them all the time. I was taught of Jesus since I was a child. Brother Wilson White would sit down with me at his kitchen table and give me candy and read to me from the Bible. He would tell me about the Lord. Little did I know he was sowing seed in my heart by the help of the good Lord. During some part of my teen years, I didn't attend church and I wasn't saved. I wanted to fit in at school. The popular kids played sports, so that's what I started doing. I played football, basketball, and baseball. I learned that with sports that you obtain different things. You get glory from men. I finally fit in with the in crowd. I once was an outsider. Football gave me a thrill. It built my self-esteem with friends and teammates. I began to experiment with alcohol and gambling. I never got that far to start doing drugs, but I knew I soon would. But I would fight, cuss, and chase women. I enjoyed being part of the in crowd. People knew me. They became my friend. However, I felt empty inside. I couldn't find peace in the world. I was lost. I knew being saved was what I was needing. I knew about the Lord. I knew how He could change my life. During the years of 2005, the Lord started dealing with me. I knew I needed to be saved. The Lord saved me in January of 2005. On April 25th, 2005, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. At the age of 17, God called me to preach. I had the privilege to preach at several churches throughout Kentucky. At the age of 20, the Lord placed me in Cartersville Holiness Church, which is located in Garrett County, Kentucky. I was a lay preacher for 1 year, and I sat under my pastor, Bruce Alcorn. He's been there 20 years. I was there for 2 years, then I became the youth pastor. I am now married to my lovely wife, Bethany. I am blessed beyond measure. The Lord has changed my life completely around. He's been there the whole way, and He'll never leave me. He's been my best friend. He's shown me the beauty of holiness. I wanted to thank everyone that helped me during my teen years, that has witnessed to me and encouraged me, and those that would spend their time talking with me about the Lord. I wanted to take the time to thank my pastor for helping my ministry and pushing me out and pushing me into the pulpit. I wanted to take the time to thank my mother and father for raising me in holiness. I wanted to thank all my church family for their support with my walk with the Lord. I want to thank my wife for her support and being a great helpmate and labor with me in the ministry. I want to thank the youth leaders that helped me with the youth at my church. Thank you, Tasha Sparks, Carrie Hensley, and Roger Lopez, for all your help with the youth at our church. I've been blessed to know this good way, and I'm so thankful for that. God has never failed me, and He never will. I know trusting in Him, I can make it. We all can make it. All we have to do is trust in Him. I have a passion for the youth. I want to see younger people get saved, because they are tomorrow's church. My passion is one day to be a pastor of a church and reach the lost. That's what it's all about. Friends, if you're lost today, the answer is Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He cares for you, friend. And when you're feeling all alone and you don't know who to turn to, just turn to Jesus. He is the answer. In Matthew 11:28, it says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:29 says, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You can find rest today if you will give your life to Him. Give your life to Him, and it will be the best decision you will ever make. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my sermons and my testimony. I will continue to try to help others with the best of my ability. Keep me in your prayers. I love you, and I hope that my testimony and the sermons God gave me helped you and encouraged you. God bless you.